This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Our thoughts of the day today comes from Keanu Reeves, who is 51.
It's on his dude.
The simple act of paying attention can take you a long way. Paying attention. Like if you were listening actually to what I said, instead of speculating or hearing only part of what I said, some of you wouldn't go bananas on Facebook.
And there you go, throwing it back. And it's not me, it's you.
Right, exactly. You got it. 100%.
Are you making it our fault that you said something dumb?
No, it's
right,
not your
fault. You said something silly.
Mostly riches. Well, yeah, something silly. That's sort of an arbitrary understanding of what's going on. Jennifer Horn in the studio. Richard McFadden in the studio. So, thousands of immigrants have been trying to get to Western Europe.
Yeah.
Greece. Thousands of them came ashore in Greece as the government was holding talks on how to handle all of them. Thousands more arriving. Now, the Germans
some
are not
place
friendly.
So bad that you're going to Greece?
Yeah. Well, Germany is... the Germans don't put up with this stuff.
No, German...
they were met... The, all the people trying to get into Germany were turned back by the police. There were some who got through. They were registered with the bureaucracy. In Hungary... the right-wing government got tough. The people from Hungary are getting into Europe because of the passport-free European Union. You can travel as you want to all around Europe.
Like same state as, to state.
Yeah, right. Same as coming into this country and going from California to Las Vegas and then on to Salt Lake City and up to Chicago, wherever you want to go. Same thing. So the this problem is becoming huge, all around the world. I don't see too much of it in the Asian. Well, some people try to get out of China and get into Vietnam and places like that. Vietnam has become quite a paradise, by the way, since we blew it to hell in the 60s. It's been rebuilt.
Sometimes you just have to start fresh.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Well,
okay, so let's...
maybe Iraq will be there in the next...
maybe sooner or later. So let's move this to the next level here, all right?
Mm-hmm.
The report from our government, the Center for Immigration Studies, suggests that immigrants are much more likely to be on government welfare programs than are those who are native-born Americans.
Duh.
Golly gee, duh. Why do you think they're coming?
51% of immigrants are on welfare.
Yep. So what does that say about the system?
And this should have people going nuts. This should be going bananas.
Of course
bananas.
It should be. My wife and I had a conversation yesterday. The school year is getting ready to start up, and she is the liaison to the Latin community.
Richie's wife is a Colombian.
Yes.
And she's an American citizen. Went through the system the right way.
Correct.
Go ahead.
And so she tries to help people, parents of kids that are in the schools who can't communicate with the staff at the school. She's the middleman. She tries to
middle
get them.
Person.
Right. She tries to get them help. So there's this one lady who is looking for, you know, backpacks and school supplies for her kid, which is cool, and help her and everything, you know, and the free lunch program, so she helps her get into that and any other things that she might need. Well, she gets a call this week from the lady, and she's talking to her, and she's been working with this woman for the past year and a half or so. Apparently, the woman's older son, her younger son is in the elementary school where my kids go. Her older son passed away because he was a drug addict. And she wanted to know whether the PTA could help pay for his funeral services.
Wow.
And my wife's like, what do I do with that?
Are you kidding?
Say no.
No.
That's what you do with it.
Yeah. She cannot say
no.
She has to go through the channels to see if there is somebody in the county who can help her. Wow. And I told her, I looked at her, we're in the car, we're talking, I said, this is why Donald Trump is resonating with
Okay, yep. So let's go to that step. Thank you for opening the door. Here is Donald Trump and his immigration proposals and his focus, the ongoing debate in the presidential campaign, and all of the people like Jeb Bush who say it's unrealistic, and Scott Walker who says that it can't work, and yada yada. They're all fumbling around. They try, once again, they're responding to Trump. They're not doing anything on their own to create the ambiance of, okay, this is how I'll solve the problem. And so that's why there is this foundering and floundering among the Republican candidates, with the exception of the top three, Donald Trump, Ben Carson, and Carly Fiorina. As a matter of fact, Jeb Bush is so frustrated and so beside himself, he can't figure out what to do. Instead of promoting an agenda that's intelligent, he's got new ads out that are aimed at knocking Trump around. Trump's
using his own words, by the way.
It's a good ad. I mean, Trump said all these things. He's basically a Democrat.
But
you know?
he's walled himself off. What these people don't get is that that's what the public is thinking. The cheers, the rah rah for Donald Trump every time he shows up anywhere, and now people are beginning to listen to Carly Fiorina, say, wait a minute, she's saying the same thing that Trump is saying, only she's saying it with kindness and a heart, but it's still the same exact message.
I'm going to say that, you know, at least, here's what I will, okay, for Jeb Bush, he's sort of wimpy. So this is a big move for him, kind of putting on his big boy pants, throwing some punches at Donald Trump, because you know Donald Trump punches back, and he punches back harder.
Yep.
But at the same time, I mean, yes, these are Trump's words, but people change their opinion all the time. Most politicians flip-flop back and forth. Donald Trump is a businessman. He is going to, in his past life, he did whatever it took to make his business succeed. And I think, I mean, you don't see Donald Trump running for the failure of the country. I think that's what people get. They want someone who has a successful track record, who can stand up and make the tough decisions. I don't think they care about his policies so much. People always want to go and see his policies. I don't know that people even care.
I'm not sure he's got any policies.
Yeah, I mean, well, they just want someone who's going to be successful.
And, you know, you go to DonaldTrump.com or whatever it is, and he's one policy, and it's immigration. And it's, I mean, he explains what he wants to do, and it's pretty, you know, thorough. But that's it. There's nothing else, you know, and that's what I'm waiting for. I want to see what else you're going to do. Okay, cool. You're on immigration.
You're paying attention to that.
Right.
But there'll be other people who will follow up with him and pick up the leavings, and Carly Fiorina may be it. Maybe Ben Carson is. I see him, you know, we keep talking about the first primary until next year. You see how far, how fast the year has gone this year?
Mm-hmm.
Before you blink, it's going to be time for the
and
first.
And if this personal attack doesn't get him, nothing will get him.
Right.
Yeah, we've already seen that he can't kill himself.
Yeah.
He's tried five times and he just keeps on rolling.
Yeah. If you can't make him out to be a Democrat, if Jeb Bush can't do this right now, then I don't see. I mean, what else brings him down?
One more Colombian perspective through my wife's eyes.
Uh-huh.
She watches the Sunday morning show with Jorge Ramos, the guy that had it out with Trump from Univision the other day.
He's the equivalent of what the networks do Sunday morning.
Right. It's the Tim Russert, the meet the press thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So she's watching a YouTube video the other day, and I'm like, well, what's this? You know, because the guy's in Spanish, and I can't I can understand every third word and everything. She says, well, he's going after Jorge Ramos. And I'm like, really, what for? And she says, how come the guy on the video is yelling at Jorge Ramos, asking him how come he doesn't ask the Mexican president why they have a wall? I didn't know this. Do you know that Mexico has a wall between Mexico and Guatemala?
Yep.
To keep out the Guatemalans?
The southern border is a very tough
Jorge Ramos is up here yelling at us because we want to build a wall.
Yeah. Hello, this is a piece of information most people didn't have. Thank you, Richie, for bringing us that. In a moment, what happened to Superfly? 15 past the hour on Good Day.
Superfly.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge Brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrans Financial can help. Benetrans' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrans.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrans Financial, funding for the life of your business. On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 27th through September 7th. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, 17 and a half the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn.
Makes me so happy.
Rich McFadden. So, the story about this ex-pro wrestling star charged in his girlfriend's death that took place in the 1980s. This guy's 72 years old now.
Yeah, this is a crazy story.
Jimmy Snuka.
Yeah, he went by Superfly, Jimmy Superfly Snuka. And he was really one of the first wrestlers to ever do the aerial tricks. They took it off the mat and started jumping around. He was always a good guy, but I never liked him that much, and now I know why. He's been lying to the cops for years about what happened to his girlfriend. She passed away back in 1983. Her name was Nancy Argentino. The cops have made this kind of a cold case because they could never find enough to bring Snuka to charges in 1983. He said they were fooling around outside their motel room in Allentown, Pennsylvania, when he pushed her and she fell and struck her head. Well, then, fast forward to 2012, when Jimmy Snuka published his autobiography called Superfly, The Jimmy Snuka Story. Pretty creative.
Yeah.
And his story in that book changes very radically. In it, he says that she slipped and fell on her own while going to the bathroom at a rest stop, and he makes no mention of an altercation whatsoever. So this prompted the police to open up charges once again to take a look, and now he's been brought in and already let go on bail. But this is a manslaughter charge that he's going to have to face now at 72.
So,
72.
And the girl was 23 when she died, so he was 50-something, she was 20. Okay. I don't even remember him. All I remember is Coco Brazil.
Coco Beware.
Lord Layton.
I don't remember Lord Layton. Coco Beware was the one that brought a bird to
the IQ of the show just went down 15 points.
His name was
Are you suggesting that folks who like wrestling are dumb? Yeah. I was just saying,
I like wrestling.
Everybody,
Rich,
listen. Rich McFadden at DougSteffen.com. The next thing he's going to tell you is that NASCAR is dumb.
Rich,
you'll probably say that, too.
Do you think
it's a little boring.
I'm trying to give you a little of your own medicine.
What? Rich,
Gender?
Rich,
what?
Do you think that I'm dumb?
No.
Do I think that you are dumb? No. I think that you watching wrestling is dumb. I don't get it. I don't see you being a wrestling fan.
Dumb.
I see you watching like
my
wife.
But like football.
She loves the Rock.
Women love to watch these guys mostly naked, their muscles
pants jumping all over the place.
Of course that's
No, I just loved it because it's like a soap opera. I mean, really, that's why men watch it. It's a man soap opera. When I was a little kid, it was bright colors, lights. Oh, stop. You know what? You are so getting letters. Doug at DougSteffens.com.
That's why I said it. What do you think I said?
Rich at DougSteffens.com.
You watch Jerry Springer after you watch wrestling
actually,
on Saturday
sometimes.
Night.
Send me wrestling tickets. Jennifer at DougSteffens.com. 21 past the hour on good day.
Yes, it is 21 past the hour on good day.
And a man was a dumb. But a weakness was shown because his hustle was wrong. His mind was his own, but the man lived alone.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Go through some number one songs. History, modern history of recorded music, starting with Lenny Kravitz. Number one during this week in 1991.
It was here in Washington, D.C.
I missed it. Nah, Richie.
But we can change
the title so it's correct English. It isn't over until it's over.
It doesn't work at all.
Yes, it does. Of course it does. Very easily fit in.
It isn't over till it's over. It isn't over till it's over.
This is the one that got him out of the ghetto.
Yeah.
As he says. He said that. Great artist.
All right, so that was number one during this week in 1991. What?
That whole soulful rocker thing.
Yeah.
The Prince is kind of more of the funk soul.
But
had a bit of Hendrix in him.
Yeah.
And Lenny Kravitz is kind of more in the middle. He's got a little bit of Prince and a little bit of Hendrix in him.
Better be in the middle with a name like that.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
All right, next on the list, Guns N' Roses from this week in 1992. November rain.
Everybody get your ass in the
water. I think we played this piece of music.
We did. Yeah.
All right, let's get to the next one. Number one during this week in 1993, Tag Team.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Boom,
I want to know what was number two.
All right, let's keep going. I'm going to touch on a number of these in here. Let's do John Mellencamp, number one this week, 1994.
Great song.
Good pop song. Let's play the whole thing if you want to hear.
Yeah.
Right. All right. From this week in 1995, Seal, top of the list with The Kiss from a Rose. It is an all right kind of a ballad. No, number one. This is 1996, Donna Lewis. Alright, Jen was going to like the next one. Number one this week, 1997, Puff Daddy and Faith Evans.
Yeah. Faith tributes to Biggie Smalls.
Yeah,
word.
We heard this recently in another context, too.
I think we were talking about the movie Straight Outta Compton, right?
Yeah, maybe it. Yep, still doing well at the box office. Number one this week, 1998, Jennifer Page and Crush. Oh, forget this song. That's a good song. Yeah. What does LFO stand for, Jennifer?
I don't remember, but they were good. Here we go. Chinese freaks make
space. Long Fred Oliver.
Crazy.
Summer Girls, number one this week, 99. Why do they have to do that? Whatever that was. Destiny Child, number one this week, 2000. Jumping. Alright, so people will all identify with number one this week, 2001, Janet Jackson. I like this pop flavor of this song. Did you like it? Alright, let's wrap it up. Number one this week, 2002, Nelly. Hot in here. The story of this.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Used to dance to this song all the time.
Really?
Was this before or after he made the videos of his underage girlfriend?
Nelly?
Yeah, wasn't he the one that was
on Kelly? No, Nelly's a good man.
Oh, okay, it was Kelly.
Right.
Hot here and there, he gets caught with, but that's it.
20. Nothing serious. 28 after on Good Day.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores cleaned and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Steffen, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping, 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best, and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Speaker for the day, Jennifer Horn.
Can you hear it?
Yes.
Rich McFadden.
Absolutely.
Okay, so.
Water torture.
Speaking of that, the city of Los Angeles, City of Angels. Jennifer lives in the.
That's
city
why
of
they
Angels.
Call it the City of Angels, because I'm here.
My, yes, right. So where is it in the scheme of things when I'm there? What do they call
the
it?
The City of Devil Angels.
Really? Thank you. Next weekend, Richie, back to City of Angels. I've been there for a couple of months. Got to go see Miles. See how Megan and Miles are doing.
Grandson. There you
yep,
go.
Right. So anyway, L.A. now sees an opportunity to get the U.S. Olympic Committee to look seriously at them because Boston doesn't want.
Well, yeah, they're the only game in town now.
So what happens to Los Angeles and the traffic there if there is an Olympic successful?
I'm not worried about the traffic. It's the money that I'm worried about, because when we had the Olympics the last time, everybody was very worried about the traffic. But guess what?
What?
No traffic problems, because incentives were given to businesses to stagger work schedules. Oh, and it was fine. So everybody was all worried about traffic, but it was no problem at all. What I worry about, though, is the money to get the Olympics, because that's what Boston didn't want. Boston didn't. The taxpayers didn't want to spend their money. Yeah.
It's freakishly weird to go search Google this right now. Former Olympic Olympic venues.
Yes.
And look at the ghost towns that are left all over the world.
How do you support them?
By LaGuardia Airport is the best example. That was actually the World's Fair and then the
It's really wild to see what happens to these monstrosities that they spend billions of dollars building just 10 and 15 years after they're used. It's like throwaways.
What are you going to do with it?
It's unreal.
Money spent.
It is unreal.
All right, people in the news.
By the way, before you leave the traffic issue, your U.S. government, is telling its employees in Washington, D.C., when the Pope comes, September 22nd, 3rd, 4th, he's going to be here for 2-3 days, just stay home.
Yeah.
Take vacation. They're not saying giving them paid vacation.
Don't you
just
say about that, Richie?
Telework.
Yeah, work from home. Yeah. Take unpaid leave. Do whatever you want. Just don't come in, all right? Because traffic's going to be
You better not be doing that.
I'm going to work from home, Doug.
Oh, good for you, Richie.
Connected to the tin can and string.
People in the news, Kanye West.
Our next president.
President West.
Yes.
So now that he has launched, at least people are putting themselves into that head game. Can you imagine Kanye West as president? A young fellow
named... For those who didn't hear, the other day on the VMAs, he announced he was going to run for president in 2020.
Right. So a Baltimore native named Eugene Craig, 24 years old, registered the following domain name, readyforkanye.net. And he filed paperwork with the Election Commission to register the Ready for Kanye Political Action Committee.
So he is a super PAC.
He has a super PAC for a super fly.
That's awesome.
So they're now looking for donations. The Ready for Kanye PAC. Ready for Kanye. He was asked whether or not he felt like he was making a statement. He said, quote, I think it's a statement. It's a couple of things going on. First, it's an opportunity to reach voters who ordinarily would not be in tune to the process, who are apathetic to the process. The second part of this is that the party that can openly accept Donald Trump has room for Kanye West. Kanye West is a Republican? Wow.
I'm down with him. I'll
vote
for
Kardashians are Republicans.
This kid is a Republican, Eugene Craig. Bring him in as a gentleman. Mr. West is a gentleman who, quote, stands for small business and entrepreneurialism, has spoken out against corporations and corruption, is a school choicer, spoken about the racial disparities in regard to public school system, openly spoken out against the war on drugs.
He's like a moron, though.
Yeah, well, but how many people have said that about Donald Trump? In years past. This guy, he's too off the rails. Look at where he is now. I see anything happening with this.
Here's a Time interview that's on NTV.com of Kanye.
Yeah.
And they're talking about when he...
You have the audio?
That crashy... No. It's a tech.
Why don't we get the audio?
Every time I crash the internet, it's a little drop of truth.
Right.
He says, I can't wait to be president and make life doper for our kids as they grow.
Isn't it more dope?
Yeah. We were born into a broken world, and we're like cleaning up crew.
All right, so this kid was asked, how do you think Kanye West can, what do you think he can bring to the U.S.? Quote, he brings an interesting foreign policy. A new religion, moronism. Hey, that's pretty good. I just thought of that.
Moronism.
Moronism.
Right.
A really big cleaning crew to fumigate after he leaves office.
Well, they have the whole story. If you want to read the whole story of this fellow and the pack, questions and answers. He's a Rand Paul supporter, this kid now. And wants to see him. I would be a Rand Paul
supporter.
He'd make a little bit noise, more noise. And he was asked, how serious are you about this campaign? Quote, this started out as an operation to engage voters who probably would not have been reached otherwise. But over the course of the last few days, I think in this age where Donald Trump is leading the contenders for the Republican nomination, anything is possible. And it is.
Hey, listen, we were talking about it at the dinner table last night with some neighbors. Yeah. He would get some traction.
Yeah, he would.
Of course he would. You'd have every moron in town going out to the polls.
Every 21-year-old idiot out there would go out.
And then all the people who say only landowners should vote, because that's the way it was in the beginning.
I love the way he talks about how he's a millennial and he's like older than I am. I'm like, come on, Kanye. I mean, I know part of your gig is to pretend you're 20, but you're not. You're not.
All right. What's the story with SpongeBob? I am not a
I love SpongeBob. He's great.
What's the story?
There's a musical coming to Broadway.
Oh, yeah. I can
Did
see
you
this.
Know that?
No, I didn't know that, but I can definitely
SpongeBob,
see it.
The musical? I'm so there. I will fly to New York
the musical,
just to
next
see SpongeBob.
Year.
Doug, did you like Bugs Bunny?
I did like Bugs Bunny.
SpongeBob is the new Bugs Bunny.
Now.
Yeah.
Come on, kind of.
It really is.
Please.
No, because they do the cartoons with a little bit of adult humor in it, so it's for the kids and the parents. Like,
so let's imagine what a Broadway play about SpongeBob SquarePants would be all about.
Is it a musical? I hope.
Yes.
Because if it's a musical, Rich, what would we get to hear?
You're talking about girls, right? Girls.
Yeah.
And you're talking about raiding their dressers for their underpants, right?
Oh yeah, Patrick.
What would we get to hear if we were the musical?
Oh,
yes, you're missing your cue.
Here we go. Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Covered in yellow and poor as you see.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
If nautical nonsense be something you wish.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Drop on the neck and blubber your face.
Did you see the movie, Jen?
Ready?
No, but I'd like to.
Oh my God. David Hasselhoff is hysterical. He is part of that movie. It's really hard.
Unbelievable. I love it.
But I, Doug.
Yes.
You have to. If I have to buy you the DVD and mail it to you, you have to watch Teen Beach Movie and Teen Beach Movie 2. They are updated Annette and Frankie Beach movies from the 60s. Even with the same 60s feel, the same 60s type style music, you would sit down and you would go, "Oh my God, they just reinvented what we watched as kids. I love it." You would say.
I would say that.
You would say.
You would say.
All right, people in the news. The chairman and chief executive officer at General Motors, still referred to by some as Government Motors, Mary Barra, has joined Facebook, and her first post was pretty strong. She started a page. She identified herself as a public figure. Doesn't sound like, you know, the intimidation of a CEO. She said, quote, "Hello, Facebook. After a conversation with Sheryl Sandberg at Facebook headquarters, I decided it was time to create a page. I look forward to sharing with you." She's a little bit late getting onto this. Zuckerberg told his followers that 1 billion people now are on the network. That's 1 out of 7 people. Imagine having that impact and what you could do with it. There was some discussion last week about Google fixing the election or possibly being able to because of who they support. Facebook's got a bigger chance of doing that than
right,
Google.
Right, they can change the search results.
Yeah.
Right. Anything they want.
Yeah. Anyway, Ms. Barra has been pushing hard to get GM employees to speak up when they see something wrong, and she figures this is a way for them to come out. I remember last year with all of the ignition debates, what happens to GM cars, the ignition's a problem, yada, yada. So, how many people are on Facebook versus, I'm talking about Americans, not on Facebook. Would you say the majority of Americans are on Facebook?
Older ones.
My son's not on it, but my daughter is. Girlfriend is.
Anybody 35 and up, or maybe 30 and up.
Really? So what are the millennials using?
Instagram.
Tumblr, too.
What's better about those sites?
I don't know that anything is better. It's just that's what they prefer.
Why?
I think they're still on Facebook, but I think that they use Tumblr, Instagram, Snapchat.
I mean, they use that
more often.
I've got 3 nieces in their early 20s, a nephew in his early 20s, another niece. That's 16. None of them use Facebook.
Really?
They may have an account, but none of them use it. They all use Instagram.
What's why would they? What's the difference? Why we were so hip about
Instagram
it.
Instagram is more, you know, they're picture and video platforms is what they are more than Facebook. So Instagram is all
it's
photographs,
visual,
snap
yeah.
videos, yeah.
And it's not as deep with the engagement. It's you don't have lengthy conversations.
You don't have to write.
You just kind of like it's real short, kind of back and forth.
Hmm. All right, 44 past the hour. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold!
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil. Uh-huh. Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding.
How about a rewards program you can actually use every day? Finally, there's plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at plenty.com. There's plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learned in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit saluteheroes.org.
I'm Bob Grigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. The world-famous Disneyland theme park in California may be known as the happiest place on Earth, but according to a new book, that hasn't protected it from being sued at least once per week in recent years. Best-selling author David Koenig has written several books that give a behind-the-scenes look at Disneyland, but his latest work focuses on how lawsuits have changed the Magic Kingdom. He says that while some of the lawsuits have merit, many are frivolous, and everyone who visits the park today loses because of them. One example is the huge number of warning signs that can be seen throughout the park now. He argues that the signs detract from what many visitors go there seeking, a brief escape from reality. Let's be fair, the reality today is that anyone with deep pockets is vulnerable to frivolous lawsuits. Several years ago, when Disney was sued over an injury, a jury decided it was only 1% responsible. Despite that, Disney had to pay 86% of the financial award. Is that justice? Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh. What was his problem?
Claim status updates just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? I'm Adam Kenner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 8282, and we'll take an additional $20 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 8282.
All right, time for Car Talk, Richie.
Ooh,
I know how you love this.
This.
Story at DougSteffen.com about a couple of automotive items. Mr. Tesla, that was the name, by the way, given by Mr. Musk to the car because there's somebody named Tesla. I don't know where it comes from. And
somebody's it's a band. It's a heavy metal band.
Is that really
band.
It?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, so the new model SP85D sedan, all-wheel drive, performed better in tests than any other car ever has, according to Consumer Reports. This car is brutally quick, instant acceleration, thrust is forceful and immediate, says the review.
Oh, yeah.
Near instant G-force can otherwise be achieved only by leaping off of a building.
You know, when I test drove the Chevy Volt.
3.5 seconds from 0 to 60, Rishi.
Years back. Yeah. That was the thing that impressed me. It was instant
Yeah.
Speed.
Yeah.
Like, boom. Right
and,
there.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine builds motors for electric buses.
Oh, really?
He says he can get those things to do burnouts.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So there's this plenty of power there.
Car costs $100,000. So there aren't going to be a lot of people who are going to be buying this thing. But I thought it was interesting that this is sort of the next step in Tesla's dream to take over the automotive world. Listen, they also are turning it the other way around. The average car, a friend of mine bought one a month ago, is $80,000. This one that we're talking about here is $100,000. They're going to introduce a model that costs about $35,000 or $40,000 next year. So everybody can have one.
Let's hear it for Tesla.
Hear it.
The car and the band.
And the story at DougSteffen.com about the world's fastest shed, which can reach 70 miles an hour. You may want to check that out as well. A shed going 70 miles an hour down the highway. 51 after on good day.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Way has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Way is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld.com. WHEY.com.
All right, let's calm down now. Get into your pet zone with the pet man. Dr. Zone is here. Warren Eckstein, your pet's best friend, is here. He is the person responsible for hugs and kisses. If you haven't seen that supplement or those supplements, because there's one group for dogs and a group for cats that he formulated, we're going to have probably a reference to that because I have a question here on what to do with a shedding dog. We also have a poll on dog owners and who they love, plus barbecues, Labor Day, what to make sure your dog doesn't get a hold of. All coming up here after Jennifer tells us about Cedarside, bringing you Warren's report. Cedarside, Cedarside.com, Cedarside, the leader in bug sprays, et cetera, because, Jennifer?
Well, we're coming up on Labor Day, Dougie, and you need to keep bugs out of your home and away from your family. It's a big concern, and Cedarside has your non-toxic answer. Cedarside.com is the leader in natural and organic pest care
Care Solutions. This is Pest Control Solutions. This is a big deal because you don't want to put chemicals all over your family. Cedarside's original 100% organic bug spray is a must-have for your home and family. It harnesses cedar oil to make organic pest control solutions that kill and repel bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and a whole lot more. Cedarside has all the products you need to keep your family, your pets, your home, and lawn insect and chemical free. Go to cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464. Use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Go to cedarside.com or call now. Use coupon code Doug, D-O-U-G, or call 800-842-1464.
Nice job, Jennifer. Well, all right. Meanwhile, there is a poll that suggests 38% of dog owners love their pet more than their partner. We have that story at Doug Steffen.
Yeah, because pets are always happy to see you. Your partner, not so much.
Right, yeah. All right, so Warren's response to that when I said, let's talk about that. I'm surprised the number is that low. All right, so let's go from there.
Pets are honest. Let's go from there. You know, you can be with a guy. Let's say we're having dinner with somebody, and they can buy you a martini, and then when you leave the bar, they call you an SOB. See, with the dog, you don't get the martini first. You know where you stand right away. If they don't like you, they're not taking you out. That's what I appreciate, the honesty of animals. And quite honestly, when things are going bad, whether, you know, someone in the family passed away, you're going through a divorce, the relationship between the guardian and the pet is so close because they're totally non-judgmental. So I would think the number would actually be higher.
Warren, answer me this.
Please.
When you come out home from being away at work all day, your dog is like flipping out, all happy to see you, right?
Yeah.
But when you leave the house and you walk out and you go, oh, I forgot my phone, and you walk right back in 15 seconds later, they're flipping out, all happy to see you.
They have no sense of time.
It's not that they don't have a sense of time. It's that the excitement of the pack getting together, even if it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes or an hour or 3 minutes, doesn't make any difference. So that's what it's all about. You can leave for 1 second, come back, it's like you've been gone for 12 hours, which, like you said, it's the gathering, the coming back, the rallying call that's so important to them.
All right. So this time of year, a lot of dogs are shedding. What is there? Is there something that we can do to decrease shedding? Millie sheds all over the car, for example, hair everywhere. How do we keep that from happening? Is there a way?
Yeah, there's many different ways. First of all, you want to make sure the dog is on a good quality type of dog food or a cat food.
Yeah, great diet. Yeah.
That's number one. Number two, supplementation. You know, if you look on the countertops in every American home, there's supplements for their kids, there's supplements for grandma and grandpa, but what about the four-legged member of the family? 30 years ago, I saw this as a problem, shedding, dry skin, dander, hairballs, all a big problem, and I worked with the top veterinary nutritionist to come up with a formula, and I said, what is the number one ingredient that will help prevent shedding, dander, and dry skin? And it's natural lecithin. For example, Doug, if you were losing hair and you went to a health food store, they would sell you lecithin. So the number one ingredient we put together in my own, I'm bragging a little bit, the Hugs and Kisses supplements, is lecithin. Mm-hmm. After 2 or 3 weeks on lecithin, most dogs and cats shedding is pretty much down to a bare minimum. That in conjunction with good grooming and brushing. And this is a problem, overbathing. You know, sometimes dogs get a little smell or roll around in this, and people will bathe their dogs every week or every other week. By doing that, they're actually drying out the skin. And you need to use a shampoo specifically made for your type of pet.
All right, so shampoos, what's good for kitty? What kind of shampoo do you use? Those are dogs that shed a good deal. Charlotte didn't shed at all, so I use a different kind of shampoo on her.
Yeah, I use an oatmeal-based shampoo. It's every product you hear me recommend is manufactured and sourced right here. I use an oatmeal shampoo made in Washington, a great product as well. Oatmeal shampoo can help with dry skin.
And lecithin.
And lecithin. Hugs and Kisses, that's what it's about.
All right, Hugs and Kisses, lecithin, oatmeal shampoo. You got that? That's how to deal with the dog that's shedding in your house, Richie. 59 past the hour. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show here on Good Day.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now.
Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.